This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Thursday, the 13th day of February 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. Just to remind you guys, in case you are keeping track at home in some sophisticated way, by who's on the air, when, and where, and how, well, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7, I get a chance to share some time with you here on the USA Radio Network. Chris pushing all the buttons. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, ready to go with tons to get into. If you want to call in, well, it is the most caller-friendly show in the entire country, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, or my email address is just as easy. Well, not really. My name is impossible to remember. I might change my name to something cool. I don't know. My name's not cool. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I guess there are too many vowels to get. It's impossible. I don't know what I could come up with, though. Maybe something incredibly ethnic. Like something very Italian. I'm not sure. Anyway, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com if you want to send me a message. I'd love to hear from you guys. We will have a guest at the bottom of the hour. One of my pals from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion, will join me breaking down the last 48, 72 hours in the world of politics, all that went on with, of course, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden going from the penthouse to the outhouse, basically, Elizabeth Warren. And, of course, Klobuchar made up some significant ground on Tuesday. At least she'd become now, I guess, a real threat. And, and Bernie and Buttigieg doing battle as they move on to the next round here of these primaries. All right, I wanted to start out with Oscar night. Because I forgot that I was going to do this on Tuesday, and I forgot. But I always have a slightly different opinion when it comes to stars or athletes who use their time on television after either winning awards or just being in front of a camera somewhere. I have a different, I think, spin than most people. See, most conservatives. See, most people who listen or watch the Oscars and Brad Pitt gets up and takes a shot at Donald Trump or Cher says something dopey or somebody else from the left or Nero goes on a profanity-raced tirade against the president or somebody else, everybody loses their mind on the right. They go a little bit crazy. How dare you say that? How can we allow that? Look at the way they talked about the president. Blah, blah, blah. I don't ever feel like that. Listen, Brad Pitt won an Oscar. And his 40 seconds of time, he wanted to take a shot at the president. Okay? Well, then go win an Oscar. And you can use your 40 seconds to wax poetic about Donald Trump or whatever it is that you want. It is still America. And people go out of their way and say, well, I don't watch a movie to get a political opinion, or I don't watch sports to get a political... No, wrong. You don't have to watch the sporting event, or you don't have to watch the movies that Brad Pitt happens to try to entertain you in. Just turn the dial or don't go. Again, it all comes down to purse strings. Now, there's a certain level of disrespect that you cross the line. For example, to me, taking a knee for the national anthem or taking a knee when we're trying to honor America is it's a different kind of a protest. Now you are affecting our military men who served, men and women who served and died, and that's unpatriotic. So there's a difference. But if Brad Pitt wants to go on Oscar night and get on and try to be funny and knock the president around, he's got every right to do that, guys. I hate to say that that's not the case, but it is. So that's where I am on that. If you don't like what they say, just simply turn it off. It's really not that big a deal. And also circulating now on the social media sites and even some of the talking heads are everyone's up in arms now that Rush Limbaugh won a Medal of Freedom from Donald Trump on television, State of the Union. Again, I talked about this on Tuesday. Rush Limbaugh for better or worse, is the godfather of talk radio. Without Rush, I'm not in front of this microphone. Other folks are not in front of their microphone. It's not the same existence. It's different. He was the trendsetter. He was the trailblazer. And like I said, you may hate him. You may think he's a terrible person, or you may think if the lefties can't stand him, they think he's this, that, and the other. And a lot of that they throw out there is completely inaccurate. But I looked up some of the other Medal of Freedom winners, and because I thought to myself, well, I thought it was a perfect opportunity for Trump to kick the Democrats in the shins. They hate Rush Limbaugh. He has been hit with a very difficult diagnosis, stage 4 lung cancer. He's been in the business for 30-plus years. He's the number one host around the entire country. Always has. He has been from the day he started this thing, which is just it's unheralded, the numbers that the guy has as far as listeners. So what does Trump do? He takes, you know, by honoring him and awarding this medal to him at the State of the Union, and he essentially kicks the Democrats in the shins. What are they going to do, boo a guy who essentially is dying? No. So, again, it's another media manipulation by Donald Trump, unlike anybody else. But I looked at the list, and just from actors and writers and musicians here in the last decade, Meryl Streep, Steven Spielberg won one, Redford won one, De Niro has one, Tom Hanks has one, Tennessee Williams has one, Barbara Streisand, The Boss, right? Bill Clinton got one. So all these lefties who have said very ugly things about conservative America or conservatives in general or America in general, they get a Medal of Freedom. Nobody says really boo. Trump gives one to Rush. I know some people don't like where he gave it to Rush, but you know what? He's the president. He can do that if he wants. So to me, another non-issue. Another thing, you're probably paying close attention to it. I've had doctors on talking about this. It started out as some no big deal thing. But just from today, I just wanted to read you this because it's sort of remarkable. So just from today only, like these are headlines from today, where Hong Kong extends closures for the third time. Hong Kong extends the suspension of schools because of the coronavirus. That was at 11 a.m. China time this morning. 11:15, China's military sends more medical personnel to Hubei. 11:35, China replaces the chief in that town. 12:30, this is again Chinatown. 44 new cases on Diamond Princess cruise ship. I'm not trying to be funny, but wasn't the Diamond Princess what the love boat was on? Wasn't that the love boat? Well, yeah, where is Captain Steuben when you need him? And Isaac could clean that place up in no time flat. But anyway, but then again, I'm not trying to be funny, but wasn't the Diamond Princess the love boat? It was, right? I think.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt. I think it was the Love Princess or something like that.
I'm going to have to find that out.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
I think it's the Diamond Princess. I really do. For some reason, because I used to watch that show a lot, sadly, because I had no life as a kid. But let's see. China's national level infection death numbers delayed again. That was at 125. 250. The province extends work shutdown again. These are all on the same days. These are all headlines that are going on. Chinese auto sales plunge in January. That was 3 o'clock. 3:13, China says no new confirmed cases of foreigners with coronavirus. At 4:12 today, China confirms 15,152 new cases, 254 additional deaths, coronavirus. This is all from today. Let's see. 5 o'clock, global demand set to see first quarterly decline in 10 years, partly because of the coronavirus. 5:26, China time, travel slump spreads to China. Because of coronavirus, Japan will spend $10.3 billion to fight coronavirus. It was a what now? Princess Cruise. So I was close, right? That was close. And at 6:30, again, China adds additional numbers to people who have been killed because of the coronavirus. The bottom line is what I'm trying to say is they have been hiding information from the beginning. This is what they do. They are notoriously secretive. There is, as again, evidence that there could have been some kind of biological weapon, because there is actually a biological lab that sits right there in that town. We had the Brigadier General on Tuesday to talk about that. So is this something that escaped what they were, you know, what kind of weapon they were trying to create? It's very possible, but they were very secretive in the beginning. Now this thing is on every continent, and it's not out of control. I'm not saying it's out of control, but even the CDC, who says usually says the sky is falling, they're saying that it's not really something we need to worry about. It's a low-level threat, but tell that to somebody who gets it. As I said to you before, and I was talking about this a little bit today on my own show, is that there is going to come a time, maybe not in our lifetime, hopefully never, but I'm making the bold prediction, there's going to come a time where there is going to be something that either escapes or is born, because we got too many people on this planet, and sanitation and sanitary conditions can turn on a blink of an eye, and there's going to be some kind of virus that's created either artificially or just because of the situation that will run through this planet and knock a whole bunch of people out, because it just look how fast this thing went. Look how, because we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and it was like no big deal, and it was only in China. Remember, there was no other cases anywhere. And we're talking, it was a couple hundred. Now you got 15,000 new cases in this thing, and hundreds are dead. So I'm not saying to go hide under your bed, but the coronavirus is out there. Cases soar beyond 60, that's, this is the new news, just popped, 60,000. Wow. China installs a disinfectant tunnel. You gotta go through this tunnel to be able to get out. Interesting. All right, listen, we've got, again, guests coming up at the bottom of the hour. You want to call in? We'll have a segment. We can do that next. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the great Wayne Allen Root. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back in just a couple seconds. Keep listening to Raw and Uncle.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant
powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsey, raw and unfiltered USA Radio Network. The great USA Radio Network. I'm always fascinated as we are broadcasting out to the entire country. My adopted home for a short period of time out there in Vegas. Had a blast out there. Dallas, Reno, places in New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, all rocking the USA Radio Network. So welcome aboard wherever you might be. Like I said, if you want to call in real quick, we can probably squeeze a call in or two. 833-WAR-TALK. All right. I guess I'm a jinx real quick because we don't have a lot of time in this segment. So I don't want to dive into the deep end on something too serious, but so I don't watch the weather. Like, I'm not a weather person. It's not my thing. I don't care. I get up. If it's raining, I put a hat on. If it's not, I don't. If it's hot, I wear short sleeves. If it's not, I got a sweatshirt on. That's just the way I roll. So I was mentioning this earlier, how in Connecticut, where I'm located right now, and a big chunk of the eastern seaboard, certainly northeast, we're not getting any snow. Which is good, knock on wood. And it's not been cold. It's like 40 to 45 degrees here every day. Now, February is usually the month from hell. You get tons of snowstorms. Like, every couple of days, you get another snowstorm. And it's always, super cold and ugly. But recently, it's been nice. Actually, not just recently this year, like recently in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So I mentioned that earlier today. And then as I was coming in, I happened to hear a weather report where tomorrow and I guess Saturday and Sunday it's going to be like in the teens. So I'm a jinx. I mention one thing and then another thing.
Did you see that jerk?
Yep, that would be me. That would in fact be me. All right, a couple things real quick. So Virginia may become the 14th state to give illegal immigrants driver's license. This continues to fly in the face of all things that make any sense at all. It you know, I understand their idea is that they drive so they get in accidents and there's no insurance, and then what happens? And it's a, you know, it's a blank storm with all of that. But I always circle back to that one very key element that folks on the left, or at least liberals, don't really quite understand, is that they're not supposed to be in the country. They're here illegally. So if you're here illegally, the idea that I'm going to afford you a driver's license to drive around makes absolutely no sense. None. It is, well, it's just borderline insanity. But again, Virginia will be apparently the 14th state to do that. 17 states, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Utah, and Washington give illegal aliens in-state tuition. So if you are from Ecuador or Mexico or anywhere else, Russia, and you happen to be living in one of those states, well, that student gets the same deal as your son or daughter when they're trying to go to the University of Colorado or the University of California or the University of Connecticut or wherever. So that, again, is another one that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Speaking of education, since President's Day is around the corner, and there is a new study that came out that said only 21% of students out there right now in high school can name the first five presidents of the United States. Now, okay, you got to get George Washington right, right? And if you got to do it in order, I can understand where it might be a little difficult, but you got to get George Washington right. I mean, for God's sake. John Adams. I mean, just pay a little bit of attention and you get John Adams right. And if you're not in tune with Thomas Jefferson, right, then what are you doing? And I can understand where four and five may get a little difficult, James Madison and James Monroe, but you would think that more than 20%, 21% of students could pull that off, but I would be wrong. So that's a little bit of a disappointing number for the folks out there. All right, if you want to know what the but the most drunken states in the entire country are, states like the state of, well, where do they drink more? Where are people the heaviest drinkers and where are people drunk the most? This makes sense. The District of Columbia, numero uno. Vermont, South Dakota, because they have nothing else to do. New Hampshire, right, where Bernie Sanders is king. And North Dakota, round out the top five. If you want to drink, you go to those states, you move there, and you're in business. All right, Tommy Binion. We'll dissect what happened again on Tuesday with Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. He's actually live in Washington. We'll check in with him. Hopefully he's not drunk. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General Bill Barr wants President Trump to stop tweeting about the Justice Department. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Barr also says it's hard for him to do his job.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
President Trump is one step closer to having his war powers against Iran limited. The Senate voted on a resolution to prevent the president from launching military strikes without congressional approval. It comes 6 weeks after he ordered an airstrike that killed Iran's top general. The bill now heads to the Democratic-controlled Congress later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I've got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
So there he is, down there in Washington, living the dream life right there next to the Capitol. So you told me off the air, I thought it was really great, Tommy Binion again from the Heritage Foundation, that you know who won New Hampshire, but we still don't really know who won Iowa, right?
Yeah, well, at the very least, it's very muddled.
Yeah.
And the other weird thing that's happening here is these results in the first two states, Iowa and New Hampshire, don't at all match the national polls. I'm looking at national polls that show Biden in a strong second place, virtually a front runner, and he doesn't even stick around for the results in New Hampshire. Something's weird here in the Democratic primary. I'm also looking at a headline. I just happen to be looking at this. The night socialism went mainstream. Ooh. Talking about Sanders' victory in New Hampshire. I don't think that that's accurate at all. I think Sanders underperformed compared to his 2016 results in New Hampshire. I'm not taking away from this Democratic primary that socialism is alive and well or the future of the Democratic Party, but there seems to be a tendency to want to conclude that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought Bernie should have won by double digits yesterday in his own backyard, and he didn't. And I don't know if that's anti-Bernie, pro-Buttigieg. Is America ready for Buttigieg?
The question, is America ready for Buttigieg, is just as valid as the question of, is America ready for socialism, right? You know, the hardcore Democrats are going to pick their nominee, and then, you know, how far left that person is going to determine how electable they are against Donald Trump. It looks like the Democratic Party is willing to pick somebody that is so far left, they're not at all electable against Donald Trump. It's a wacky decision they seem to be making.
Right. Okay, so that being the case, so you've got everybody as far to the left as possible, does that mean Klobuchar now is the new golden girl? Is that the one they want to sort of prop up now?
Well, they went looking for somebody. They went looking for an electable candidate that was a centrist. And the only person left was Amy Klobuchar. More power to her. She is now dominating what I would call the moderate lane of the Democratic primary. It shows you that the sensible Democrats really think they ought to put, a moderate candidate forward. That this extreme socialism, this revolution that is being offered by the left side of their primary isn't going to beat Donald Trump, who really, honestly, is in lockstep with the American people. If you're a Democrat, you're looking at these rallies, you're looking at Trump's polls, you're looking at Trump's approval numbers, and you've got to be terrified, considering what you may be offering as his candidate.
So on that scale you just presented, where is Bloomberg? Is Bloomberg far to the left? Is he more centrist? Where do we put him?
I think he'll do any. You know, he's the ambitious to win.
I think you're right about that.
He has enough money to remake his image 10 times between now and the Democratic convention, and so he will be whatever his pollsters and consultants tell him is the most likely to. But the question there is, will Democrats let you buy their nomination? You know, there is a really strict aversion to billionaires on the Democrat. You know, on the right, people may admire somebody who's earned money and wants to spend it to help the country. They certainly admire the president for what he achieved before politics. On the left, the sense is completely different. So he's got a handicap. Yes, his money gives him a leg up, but it also gives him a pretty significant handicap in trying to win the Democratic primary. They don't care that he's a billionaire. In fact, that hurts him.
It's interesting because somebody just sent me a message, and it's really spelled out in the message, which is right now we've got, as far as the Democrats go, you've got a woman, which eventually we will have a woman president, and we should. We've got someone who's gay, which eventually I think we'll have somebody who's gay who's president. We've got a socialist. We've got a billionaire. I mean, for the most part, you've got three legs of the table that the Democrats would love to have, but they don't want to, you know, get behind any one of them because they're afraid of the socialist, I guess. They would love the woman, but maybe they don't think she can win. Maybe we're not ready for a gay president. And they, like you had just mentioned, they definitely don't want a white billionaire, for God's sake, right?
Right. Well, and this is the problem with identity politics. I think that it doesn't work. It serves to divide us. If the most important part about somebody is which identity group they belong to,
right,
then that just serves to divide us all along identity group lines. The most important qualities of a candidate for president are their leadership ability, their position on the issues, their achievements in life, and what they will do as president. Those things can unite us all.
Right.
Identity politics, the only future that identity politics holds is a divided America, and I don't want that, and that seems to be the only thing the left wants to offer, and that's upsetting.
If what you said is the case, and I think that is a great way to look at it, and certainly is the way we should look at it, if that's the case, then Buttigieg should be winning this thing because he seems like he's got everything except for the experience. He seems like he's bringing what they want to the table, right?
Yeah, and he's doing quite well. You know, a first-place finish, we think, in Iowa, a strong second-place finish, we think, in New Hampshire. But,
why aren't mobs of people coming out for him? Why isn't the Democrat Party behind him?
What they are offering as a whole, the liberal socialist extreme platform is more what would you call it, pandering to certain groups than it is an inspiring vision for leadership like President Donald Trump is offering. If you offer an inspiring vision for leadership, people show up and fill arenas for you.
Mm.
If you just try to pander to certain groups and say, we'll take away your debt, we will take care of your victimhood, we'll do this and that, that's not inspiring. That doesn't bring people out to arenas.
Right.
So I don't think anybody on the left is really commanding that kind of intention.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation chatting about some of the things going on. I would think it's probably a fair argument to say that this past week, since the last time we talked, since the State of the Union address, this could be arguably from that Tuesday to today, it could be the best sort of 10 days of Donald Trump's presidency. Would you agree or?
No, for sure. He's having a great week. He's having a great 2 weeks. He's having a great month. The president is on a roll. He's got his budget out yesterday. He's acquitted from impeachment. The State of the Union, he knocked it out of the park. These are all good things. If he keeps having weeks like this, 2020 will be a blowout. And here's the other thing. It's not necessarily something Donald Trump did. It's something the Democrats did. This impeachment blew up in their faces. It turns out the American people rallied around the kind of victim here, the guy who got impeached over nothing, what turned out to be a flimsy case. The American people know when, you know, dirty politics when they see it, and they saw it here, and the president is getting rewarded for it. And Pelosi, she's so mad she's ripping papers up.
in quarters, not halves, in quarters.
Right.
All right. Pre-ripped, though.
Well, you know, she doesn't have the strength she used to have, so she
that's
could.
That's the new Epstein didn't kill himself, is the papers were pre-ripped.
All right. Listen, one more from me, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate it. But this whole to-do with what's going on with Roger Stone and essentially a life sentence, what do you think is going to happen here?
You know, I have no idea. I think that the justice system ought to be separate from politics, but that being said, the president has a certain amount of legal authority over the Department of Justice, and ultimately the president has the constitutional authority to pardon somebody.
Right.
What the Democrats are saying, which is the president is doing something improper, I think is ludicrous. I don't know the details of this case. I really don't. I always want justice to be done. But if you hear Democrats saying, you know, the president is abusing his power, keep in mind, the president could pardon anybody he wants for anything he wants. And that's one of his most important powers under the Constitution. So you really can't say anything he's done with respect to this is abusive.
Well, that's sort of where I was going with this. I mean, in the end, he could just say, write his name on a piece of paper and Roger Stone walks out of jail. It's that simple, right? So, I mean, why go through any of this stuff, I guess, then, is what I was trying to get.
He could do it with a tweet, I think. Now, I'm not a lawyer, so don't anybody think that is legal advice.
Hey,
but I think under the Constitution, if he tweeted, Roger Stone is hereby pardoned, he would walk free.
I think that is in the Constitution somewhere about tweeting. Yeah. Listen, Tommy, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
You bet, Tommy.
All right, Tom. You have a good one. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Always a pleasure to chat with him. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Friends call me War. Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love my Real Water. I talk about it all the time. I just can't stop talking about the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. It's got real science behind it. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons, and because of those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And you know that what makes you sick is having high acidity in your body. Alkalinity makes you feel great and be healthy, and that's what Real Water is all about. And I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners, all of you, a very special deal with Real Water, and they agreed, so here's the deal. Go to your Amazon account or your Amazon Prime account and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. When you see the coupon section, put in 10WAR. The number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps. Number 10, WAR, no space, all caps. You'll receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. You will taste and feel the difference. Thank you, Real Water. 10WAR is the code. 10WAR.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Again, Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. Chris doing a fantastic job making it all go as the producer of the program. I'm laughing at myself because I'm sitting here in this weird, awkward position. I don't know why I was sitting like this. Like I'm all hunched over and my back is crooked. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, all right, listen, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And my guess is that Wayne probably won't cover much as far as Valentine's Day goes, right? So let me just throw a couple of Valentine's Day stats at you. It is the number one night in the entire year for couples to have that quote-unquote date night. I mean, you going to go out on Valentine's Day? Do you normally go out on Valentine's Day? I mean, what's the deal with that? Do you see, I'm of the mindset, and I'm being honest now. Now, my wife may say something different, but I'm of the mindset that every day is Valentine's Day, right? Every day you should treat that significant other with roses and candy. And love, man. Love, shower her with love. Can I get an amen? Same goes for like a Mother's Day, right? I mean, Mother's Day is every day. You should treat your mother like a queen every day. And I guess the same goes to a certain extent for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying, you know, maybe every day should be a little bit more special. Then you won't have all the pressure on Valentine's Day to come up with something good. I mean, lucky for me, my wife doesn't really like flowers, so I don't have to go the flower route. My wife is in fantastic shape, so she doesn't want any candy. It's good. It's good to go. So I'm gold, baby. I'm gold. Speaking of candy, 10.7 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold on this very, very special day. So at the very least, you can send that girlfriend or boyfriend right straight to an early onset of diabetes and possibly off to the emergency room. But honestly, is it a made-up holiday by Hallmark and the rest of them? I guess. I'm cynical. I mean, you know that. If you've been listening to me here filling in for Wayne and doing these Tuesdays and Thursdays, I hate to say it. I mean, I kind of am a glass half full guy 51% of the time. It depends on the situation, right? If it's anything human being related, I guess I'm glass half empty. Disappointed too many times. People just, they never ever come through, right? Rarely ever come through, and it wears on you. The older you get, I think the more cynical you become. I mean, you got that old guy in the corner or that old guy in the neighborhood. Get off my yard! Well, that's what happens when you get older. And that's sort of in a roundabout way what happens to people who are married for long periods of time. They get cynical. They get jaded. Right? You need a date night. Get out there. Take your wife out tomorrow night. Splurge a little bit. Dig deep. The economy's fantastic. Trump has turned everything around. They can afford to spend a few extra bucks. All right. Well, because I'm so jaded, I figured a good way to wrap up this Thursday night would be to play the most anti-Valentine's Day song I could think of. So I'll end it with this. You guys have a great night, a great weekend, a great Valentine's Day. I'll be back here on Tuesday. I'll leave you with a little piece of B.B. King. Thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You know you've done me wrong, baby, and you'll be sorry someday.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
15.